Well, it's certainly good to be here tonight. Thank you, Brother Ricky, for his prayer. Well, he had a lot to say in his prayer that we're going to talk about tonight. Talked in his prayer about having courage, doing thanks to the Lord, having understanding. We're going to talk about it tonight. We talked about Monday night. Being a servant of righteousness. And last night we talked about the tongue, but tonight we're going to talk about the unprofitable servant. Have you ever had a job and worked with other people and maybe there's somebody there that didn't do their job, and maybe they might have said, well, you know, I don't know how, or I'm not as good as somebody else to do that job, and somebody else can do it better. But maybe it paid just like you got paid, but they still didn't do their job. Do you feel like that you're doing your job for the Lord? Do you feel like that you're using all your talents, your ability? We all got ability. We've all got it. And the Bible talks about that in Matthew chapter 25. Starting in verse 14, it talks about the people that had talents, 1-5, 1-2, and 1-1. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And he gave unto one, and unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he had also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents, behold, I have gained up beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee rule over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents, behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. That's been faithful over a few things, I will make thee rule over many things, into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, sowing, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strowed, and I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, thou hast that is thine. His Lord said, thou wicked and slothful servant, I knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strowed. Thou dost therefore to put my money to the exchanges, and put them at the come. At my coming, I shall receive my own with usury. I was afraid. You remember reading old Revelations, where it talks about people that's going to be lost. And he uses the word, the fearful and the unbelieving. Remember that? That's in Revelation chapter 21. The fearful and unbelieving. Have you ever been afraid to talk to somebody about the Bible? You might say, well, I'm not qualified. I can't do that. Have you ever been afraid to, you know, maybe go visit somebody that's sick? You know what I mean? You remember what we talked about the other night in Matthew chapter 25? The recipe for hell, he tells you right there. I said, hungry, you gave me no meat. Thirsty, you gave me no drink. You can do things. If you will, you can try. You can do it. We cannot be the unprofitable servant. We have got to do something right in life. What's that old saying? The saddest words of tongue or pen are these four words, it might have been. We've seen people waste their talent, haven't we? They've got it. They can do it. They could. But just don't. You remember that story about Jesus washing the disciples' feet? You know what he was teaching them? Humility. Could you do that? Hey, yeah, I can do that. I can give somebody that. I can help them out. I can cook for them. I can clean for them. What does he say over in Matthew 25? I said, hungry, you gave me no meat. Thirsty, you gave me no drink. Stranger, you took me not in. Sick and in prison, you feasted me not. You didn't do anything. So that's too late. You know, that's coming up this Sunday last month at Mount Carmel. And I had a tape playing. And in that tape, this song was "The Only Thing That Matters." You ought to hear that. The only thing that matters if you've been born again, if you've been forgiven of your sins, when he looks into your eyes, when he sees you there on judgment day, are you going to be ready to see him? Will you hear those words, enter the joys of thy Lord? Do you think you will? How are you living right now? Not what you're going to do. You ever heard them say, when I get around to it, it must be going to be a long day because you got a lot of things laid up for that day. When I get around to it, someday I'm going to do this. Someday I'm going to do that. Second Corinthians 5 and 10 talks about receiving the things done in the body. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We must all appear. You're not going to miss this appointment. I'm not going to miss it. People from every nation, from every generation will be there. We'll all be there together. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Friends, now is your time. Now is my time. I got to get on board. That's right. I've got to use my ability, whatever I have. You've got to use yours. That's right. I've got work to do. You know that? I've got work to do. God hasn't called me yet. He hasn't called you yet. There's going to come a day. He will. Your life will be over. My life will be over. Sister Debbie. Sent me a card when Sue died. I still got it, dude. She said, Brother Bass, you still got work to do. Right. That's right. I've still got work. You've got work to do. We all have. We got to get on board. What's it called? That gospel train to glory. That's right. Now is the time to prepare for the next life. Back in Ecclesiastes, the wise man Solomon talking there about his life. And we might say he had it all. No, he did, didn't he? He was rich and powerful, well known. Men singers, women singers, all kind of things. He said, here's the conclusion of the whole matter. Okay, Solomon, tell us the conclusion of the whole matter. What can we do to be rich and powerful and famous like you? What can we do? He said, fear God. and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Keep his commandments. Is there something wrong in your life now that you know it's wrong? You're not doing it. You know it's wrong. And you're not doing what is right. You ever had something like that? And it gnaws at you, and it gnaws at you, and it gnaws at you. And you know you're not ready. You know it's not right. You don't sleep good. You don't feel good. You're irritable. You know, it's so important in your relationship with your spouse how you treat them. Get the edge out of your voice, okay? That's right. Get the edge out of your voice. How do you treat other people? You think we can improve on that? Doing those that you have them doing to you? That's right. I came right out of this book right here. That's right. We call it the golden rule. You know, friends, life is brief. And life is brittle. That's right. We must not postpone obedience and loyalty. Loyalty. Jeremiah said, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. You know, back in the old Bible, story in the book of Daniel about a party. It was at this party, the king, his name was Belshazzar. And while they were having this party, can you imagine this? Okay. There appears the fingers of a man's hand beginning to write on the wall. And you know, he was so frightened. And the joints of his marrow was loose, and his knees spoke one against another. I can imagine that, can't you? Who can tell me what this means? Well, you couldn't find anybody. Finally found someone to tell him what it means. You know what he means? What it says? Thou art found in the balance and fine warning. You're weighed. You don't come up short. It's not enough. Can you imagine what he would say about your life? Would he say that you are found wanting? How would you like have a big screen up here? It's on this big screen would be you and what you've done and what you've said and what you thought over the past week. And all of us could see it. You know, I'm going to go in the back room first. Let me see this. I might want to go on home. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Fear God, keep his commandments. Hold in your mouth. For God shall bring every work into judgment. With every secret thing, whether it be good or bad. You know that? Just because you sinned and didn't drop dead doesn't mean you got by with it. Okay. No, you're not. You're not happy with yourself. You're not happy with yourself. You don't sleep the sleep of a Christian. Wait and find more on. You remember hearing about Balaam in the Bible? Oh, Balaam, he wanted that reward so much. He never did curse the children of Israel, but he wanted the reward. So he asked God, could he go with him? He was asked by old King Balaam to curse him. He said, people over there to see Balaam. They said, let me see what God says. God said, don't go with them, Balaam. They're blessed. Don't you curse them, Balaam. They're blessed. He went and told him, he said, I can't go with you. So Balak wasn't giving up. He said some more. Offered more. Balak said, let me say what God says. But God didn't tell him, you can't do it, Balak. You can't go. God said, well, go ahead, Balak. You say what I tell you to say. God didn't know you don't go. That's right. But you know what he prayed? Balaam prayed the death of the righteous. But the Bible says he could not because that was not the way he lived in Jude 11. He prayed that he would die the death of the righteous. But the Bible says that's not the way he lived. Our Lord said, you shall die in your sins. You shall die in your sins. And friends, it don't matter what the preacher says at your funeral. He ain't going to change a thing about you or me. That's right. He's not going to change a thing. He may say all kinds of good things about me or about you, about whoever it is. But friends, it matters what God knows about us. It matters if we're going to die the death of the righteous. That we didn't quit. That we didn't give in. We didn't say, I can't. I'm ashamed. I'm not able to. I don't have the talents that somebody else has got. That story right there we read to you about had one talent. What did he do with his one talent? He buried it. What did he say? I was afraid. No, we can't be afraid. And I went with a brother one time in the nursing home over 1,000. He was my cousin years ago. And I told him when we left, I said, I can tell you right now one time that you've got. What's that? I said, being able to talk and meet people. And he could. Hey, Miss So-and-so. I'm So-and-so. How you doing? I remember you. Your kids or whatever, you know, just going to room after room after room, seeing these people. He had that talent. And we all can do that, can't we? They would love to see you. I was sick and in prison and you came to me. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was hungry. Gave me meat. First you gave me drink. Well, I know I should. Well, if you know you should, you better do something with it. You live an example. Somebody's watching you. There's an old song, somebody's stumbling over me. You ever seen that song? Somebody's stumbling over me. Isn't that sad? To think that somebody's stumbling over me. What Paul says in Philippians. In Philippians 4:9. Listen to this. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Well, what would you tell somebody? If you're on your deathbed and there's a person that's the dearest in the world to you, and could you say to them those things about my life? You've learned about me, you've heard me, you received me. Could you say do? Or would you say I want you to do better? Paul didn't say that. He says do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You live like I live, Paul said. God's going to be with you. We've got to get in the Lord's harness, haven't we? Stay in the Lord's harness. Stay in the field of working. Don't give up. Don't back down. You know, Paul looked at Timothy. And he told him in 2 Timothy chapter 4, I charge thee therefore, for God the Lord Jesus Christ shall judge the quick and the dead in his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Okay? Be instant in season. Out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. There's going to come a time, he said. People are not going to hear sound doctrine. I don't want that. Don't tell me that. I don't want that. The time will come when they will not endure. You say, well, you know, preacher, I know what he's talking about. But now I have a hard time enduring it myself. You better not. You take it just like it is. Don't you add anything. Don't you take away anything. You take it just like it is. When it hits you, you do something about yourself. You very quickly say, you stepped on my toes, we're good. That's right. Do something with your life. Don't be afraid. The time will come when they won't endure sound doctrine. But at their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers, having engineers. You don't want to hear Brother So-and-so, man. You know, he that's my kind of preaching. He just kind of smooths over everything. Slaps me on the back, and I slap him on the back. Good job. I feel pretty good when he preaches. To another preacher, I get depressed. Hearing that, I think, man, I need to do something. I don't want to hear that. I want to get pat on the back. Is that what we're looking for? If we got itching ears, are we going away from the truth? Have we gone away from the truth? And that shall turn away the ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Peter said, what Peter said, he's talking about Paul's preaching. He says some of those things are hard to understand what Paul is preaching. I'll read it to you. And account of the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, have written unto you. He's written to y'all, he said, Peter does. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things in which are some things hard to be understood. So the Bible is that Romans is tough, Hebrews is tough, Revelation is tough. But you can understand. You can understand enough about the Bible to know what the plan of salvation is. That's right. Look what he says. Which they that are unlearned and unstable rest. You know what that means? You know what rest is? Where we get resting from. It's twist. He says people that are unlearned and they're unstable, they rest. They twist the scriptures. As they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. That's right. They twist the scripture. You know, we don't want to hear certain things, do we? Why? Because it applies to my life and my lifestyle and what I want to do and how I want to live and where I want to go, who I want to buddy with. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me those words. Hebrews 2 says this. Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give thee more earnest heed than things which we have heard. Why? Listen, anytime we should let them slip. you find, if you kind of find as you got older, the kind of things that slip away, things you used to wouldn't do, now you will. Now you will. And I remember when I was a boy, we used to like to go to the picture show. That's what we call it. Picture show. Used to be my allowance was a nickel every Saturday. So I'd save a nickel sometimes, but the next Saturday I have a dime. I'd go to the picture show. And you know what we had one time? We had a revival. And that preacher got on the picture show, and I'm sitting there thinking, I ain't going back. I'm telling you, boy, he hammered down. And there I am, about 8, 9 years old. I heard what he said. Look at it today. Such a poor example of our kids, those people that have had. And you going to pay your money for that? You going to pay your money to go in there and hear that and see that? Really? And say it. In the time we let them slip, let it slip away if we don't keep reminding ourselves. Well, the worst part of our ages was steadfast in every transgression. And this of interest of just recompense and reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Remember that one talent man? He did escape. And he neglected what God had given him to use in this life. And you've got to use your talent too. You've got to use it. Do something with your life. Do something. I'm going to tell you something else. Of all the things you can do, you can be an encourager. That's right. When the church meets, you be there. Every time that door opens, you be there. You know what I'm talking about. You come. And you encourage people. Have a good attitude. A good attitude. Smile and greet people. Tell them you're glad to see them. When they're sick, you call them. You check on them. When they're not here, you check on them. I went to a meeting one time with this church had 4 elders. 4 elders! First day of the meeting, Sunday. Outside when church is over, we're standing out talking. And there's one of the elders standing there with us. We're talking. This woman walks up. I don't know who she is. She said, Brother Bass, I think she called my name. I used to go to church here. I used to go to church regularly here. And she said, I quit. And you know how many people have called to check on me? How many do you think? About, you know, 40, 50? Only one. And I saw her out one day. She saw me. She told me, said, we miss you. That church got 4 elders. Please. We can't just put it all on the elders. We got to do it ourselves, you know? They ought to do it. You ought to do it. I ought to do it. Take heed, brethren. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in the part of the living God. But exhort. You've been exhorted. Yeah, my mama did. Your mama did too. Yeah, that's right. Your daddy did. You got some exhortation from them. You needed it too, didn't you? I did too. Oh yeah. I did. I did. My dad said I'm gonna double my belt. And he doubled his belt too. I'm telling you. And all the begging and pleading it did a little good. And I got exhorted. And I got told. I got there what you can and you cannot do. Exhort one another daily while it's called today. Who of you have exhorted? Please. Know somebody? What is called today, lest any of you be hardened through what? The deceitfulness of sin. What does sin do? It hardens you. And you get where you excuse yourself. Oh, yeah. You know, everybody sins. Nobody's perfect. And so you get hardened. And you can't be reached. That's right. Nobody can reach you. Your ears are dull of hearing. Your eyes are closed. I shall reach deep with the blessing of our salvation. When the final roll call up yonder is unveiled, it will be a day of gloom, sorrow, and emptiness. It will. Servants, God, the Lord, though, let them be the brightest moment that they've ever known. That's right. Friends, I tell you what, I ought to be on that right side, right head of the Lord. The Bible describes it. I want to hear him say to me, come ye blessed of my Father, and hear the kingdom of prayer for you from the foundation of the world. I was 100. He gave me meat. Thirsty, gave me drink. I'll tell you something, though. You got, I know one brother here tonight that's been over there to Africa. Now last night, Brother Daniel was here. He's been there. We've got brethren that's been and seen. That's right. Those people don't have the ability to get jobs like we can. No, they don't. They need your help. You'd happen to be the church right here playing across the road. Too. Don't close your ears to it. Don't turn your back on it. I was a homie. You gave me the first, you gave me the right strength, you took me in. See, it's a pretty new business. You can do something for other people. See, the Bible is about human need. That's what Jesus came here and died for, our human need. That's right. He did it. He died for me and he died for you. Someday, friends, we're all going to see him. That's right. We're going to see the Lord someday. Oh, what a day that will be. Like that song says, for my Jesus I shall see. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, a glorious day that will be. Friends, we got to get ready. Got to get rid of it. Brother Ed Herring said years ago, get your suitcase packed. That's my thoughts this evening. Hope it's been encouraging to you. If not a member of the church, we ask you tonight to come be baptized and be born again. Be born again in the water of the grave of baptism. If you've done that, you've gone away, please come back. Please make it right tonight. Go put it on. Why don't you come together and stand and sing?